Welcome to the Mergesort AI Digest, your daily AI news roundup. I'm Paul, and with me as always is our AI analyst Jane.
Hey Paul, and hey everyone. Ready to dive into today's most significant AI headlines?
Absolutely, Jane. We're kicking off with a pretty stark and concerning report. The AI industry is facing escalating global and domestic threats, including a rise in violence against AI infrastructure and companies like OpenAI.
Yeah, Paul, it's a really chilling read. The article draws a parallel to the Luddite movement, suggesting that as AI becomes more pervasive, we're seeing a violent backlash. It's not just theoretical. There's a real fear of physical attacks on data centers and the digital patterns within them.
It certainly is. Moving on to something that's hitting users' pockets, Anthropic has silently reduced the Claude Code API cache TTL from 1 hour to just 5 minutes. This is causing significant cost and quota increases for their users. That's a big deal, Paul. A silent change like that can drastically inflate bills for developers relying on the API, especially if their applications were designed around the longer cache time. It's a frustrating situation for many. Indeed. And speaking of things not being what they seem, UC Berkeley researchers have just uncovered widespread exploitation and flaws in major AI agent benchmarks. They built an agent that can achieve near-perfect scores on these benchmarks without actually solving any tasks. This is huge, Paul. It fundamentally challenges the way we evaluate AI agents. If benchmarks can be gamed so easily, then the impressive scores we're seeing might not reflect true capability, but rather clever exploitation of the scoring mechanism. It really makes you question what we're actually measuring, right? Now for some other notable news, OpenAI has acquired Cirrus Labs and their open-sourcing developer tools while shutting down the CI service. That's an interesting move. OpenAI is clearly expanding its tooling ecosystem, and open-sourcing parts of Cirrus Labs tech could be a boon for developers, even as the CI service winds down. Definitely. Also, we're seeing a new local-first AI assistant called Thoth being released, aiming for personal AI sovereignty. This ties into a broader trend of agent harnesses emerging as a dominant architecture with a crucial focus on memory management. Yes, Paul. The concept of your harness, your memory, is gaining traction. It speaks to users wanting more control over their AI's long-term memory and knowledge graph, rather than it being locked behind proprietary APIs. And on the performance front, GLM 5.1 has achieved frontier-tier performance in coding benchmarks, showing continued advancement in specialized AI models. That's great for the coding community. More capable models mean more efficient and powerful development tools, pushing the boundaries of what AI can assist us with. Finally, a couple of quick notes from OpenAI. Meta has launched a new AI model, Muse Spark, and updated Meta.ai chat, and there's a growing discrepancy in public understanding of AI capabilities, highlighted by OpenAI's voice mode performance, which runs on an older model than many users might expect. Right, it's easy to assume the voice interaction is with the most advanced model, but that's not always the case. It creates a gap in perception that can be confusing for users. And on that note, OpenAI has also reportedly discontinued ChatGPT's study mode. That's the Mergesort AI Digest for April 12th, 2026. Thanks for joining me, Jane.
My pleasure, Paul. Always a lot to unpack in the AI world.
Indeed. We'll be back tomorrow with more of the latest in AI. Until then, stay informed.